So now I'll speak a little in English. Or maybe I'll just take some questions. You said in the morning about questions. Or I could speak something. There's what I wanted to speak, there's not much time, actually. Not much time. You're just saying we don't get much time. Time is limited. What is that? That is saying that Krishnanam Karobhai Arshab Miche Palebare Part Nahi Jomache Piche Chant Hare Krishna. No time, no time. Then one time Yamaraj will come and catch you. So better chant Hare Krishna now. Aro ek ghanta shamay ache. So is there for speaking 1 hour? Okay, so I'll speak in English something. I don't know if there's enough time. Let's see. All right. There's one very important verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. This appears in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 17, text 31. Trunadapi sunichena tararapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaharihi. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, yet is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The grass is specifically mentioned in this verse because everyone tramples upon it, yet the grass never protests. This example indicates that a spiritual master or leader should not be proud of his position. Being always humbler than an ordinary common man, he should go on preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So some translation will go on for the Tamil speakers. So humility. We often hear about this. This humility is the essence. This word is given in Sanskrit, dainya or dinata, means the sense of considering oneself to be very low and fallen. So this is non-different from bhakti. Real humility is the basic condition of a devotee. One cannot be a devotee unless one is humble, very humble, thinking oneself very fallen and lowly. We may think, well, Hanuman, he didn't seem to be very humble. He went and attacked Ravana, but he did that in a mood of full surrender to Rama. So humility doesn't necessarily mean to grovel on the floor, but it means to consider oneself fully as a servant of Krishna. And if that service requires that one fights against the demons, as Hanuman attacked Ravana's Lanka, or if it means, as Srila Prabhupada preached very strongly, that is humility. It's not as we conceive humility in the material sense to be some kind of weakness, but humility means is the actual condition of the soul to be humble in Krishna's service. And the opposite of that is the materialistic mentality, Ishvaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi, the demoniac mentality of thinking, I am the controller, I am God, I am the enjoyer, I am perfect, powerful and happy. So if one thinks, I'm on top of the world, that's just the opposite of being humble. So bhakti means to be humble. Humble means to understand that I am very small. It's when we say this is jiva dharma, or the dharma of the jiva, we're not talking about dharma considered of as Hindu religion or Christian religion or Islam or any such thing, but is the essence of the nature of the jiva in the pure state to understand that I am dependent upon Krishna. It's not something artificial, as Srila Prabhupada often said. This Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition. It's just the natural state of the jiva to be dependent upon Bhagavan. Just like a child naturally takes shelter of the mother. Is the child is dependent on the mother. The young child can only live by the, everything depends on the mother. The child in every way depends on the mother. So in the same way, the jiva in every way depends upon Krishna. If we don't accept this, then we struggle in this material world. If we do accept it, that is the prerequisite or the nature of bhakti, to accept that we are dependent upon Krishna. So to come out of the materialistic mentality of thinking I don't need Krishna. If we think like that, that is not bhakti. But bhakti means to take shelter of Krishna. Ashraya loya bhaje, Krishna tare nahitate, arshab more akaran. So this is this process of developing or reawakening the consciousness of being dependent upon Krishna. This is called sharanagati, taking shelter. So that within that sharanagati that's been analyzed, there are six divisions. One of them is humility, only one of them. But actually humility, or the sense of being completely dependent upon Krishna, pervades everything in bhakti. If we say shravanam kirtanam, what is bhakti? Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam. So these are the techniques of bhakti, but the spirit of bhakti is one of complete dependence upon Krishna. If we do shravan kirtan without a sense of dependence upon Krishna, it's not really shravan or kirtan. It's possible to do kirtan, but it's not bhakti. It's just a show. Sometimes people, professional singers, they sing very nicely, but there's no bhakti because they're doing it for money and just to show. You see, I'm such a nice singer. And they get the popularity, but they don't get Krishna's mercy because they're not doing it in a sense of bhakti, not in a sense of calling out to Krishna. Actual kirtan means to call to Krishna. O Krishna, I'm fallen. Ainanda tanaja kinkarang patitang maang vashame bhavam buddhau kripaya tavapada pankaja stita duli sadrishang vichintya. O Krishna, I'm fallen. I'm suffering in this material world. Please pick me up. Place me as an atom of dust in your lotus feet. This mood of calling to Krishna in helplessness, this is bhakti. But if we become too much concerned with the style of singing and how nicely someone can sing, then that's not bhakti. That's not taking shelter of Krishna. There's no humility. We can actually increase our pride in the name of doing kirtan, which means instead of advancing in bhakti, we're going the opposite way. So sharanagati, that's anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanang rakshishatiti vishvaso guptritvevaranang tata. Then what's the next one? Atmanikshepa karpanye sharvidha sharanagati. So everything favorable, just performing activities favorable for cultivating devotion, rejecting all that is unfavorable, then considering Krishna is our maintainer and our protector, fully throwing ourselves at Krishna, taking full offering ourselves completely to Krishna, and humility. These are the six angas or aspects of sharanagati, taking shelter of Krishna. Now here in this Sanskrit verse, karpanya, which is a synonym of dainya, that is given last, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his series of songs, also entitled Sharanagati, he reverses the order. He puts dainya first. Humility comes first. Without humility, without at least some sense of humility, we don't even start to advance. There's no real bhakti. There has to be some sense of lowering of a false ego and submitting that I'm very fallen, let me take shelter of Krishna. Please turn off your cell phones and don't take photos. Listen. So this series of songs, Sharanagati, is very helpful in devotional service, for making advancement in devotional service. These songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, every song is permeated with this feeling of genuine humility, of feeling hopeless and helpless, taking shelter of Krishna. Krishna, you are my only shelter. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the greatest acharya. Greatest means they're all the greatest. He's a very high level. But out of his genuine humility, he sings so many songs, presenting himself as a fallen person. Amar jivan sada pape rata nahika punyara lesh. He's such an exalted devotee, but he thinks, I am a very sinful person. There's nothing, there's no piety in my life. It's all sinfulness. He thinks like that, out of intense humility. So that's, if we're just taking to devotional service, then this kind of feeling, it's very apt for us. If we think, oh, I wasted all my life, so many years, so many lifetimes, just engaging in sinful activities. But it's not that in the beginning one feels humble. Oh, I'm so fallen, I came from a fallen background. And then afterwards we do bhakti, and then we think, oh, I was fallen and now I'm a great devotee. But actually, if one becomes a great devotee, still that feeling of complete dependence on Krishna is there. In fact, advancement in Krishna consciousness means to that our whole feeling of dependence upon Krishna increases. It's not that, well, I'm suffering so much in this material world, take shelter of Krishna. Okay, I took shelter of Krishna, now everything's all right, now I don't need to take shelter so much. But rather, if we're actually advancing in bhakti and we're not coming to Krishna just for some material benefits, then our sense of dependence upon Krishna will advance more, and that will increase more and more. Krishna puts us in difficult situations so that we, a pious person, will feel a sense of dependence upon Krishna, which is the essence of our pure consciousness. So it gives us a chance to begin to develop that consciousness that I am dependent upon Krishna. So it's just an entrance into that, but that should develop more and more and more and more. That when we feel, oh, I'm dependent upon Krishna, then we get the feeling of what is bhakti, which is very pleasing to the soul. So that we find that I came to Krishna to get shelter from my suffering, but having come to Krishna, it's not just shelter from the suffering, but the whole world of bhakti is so sweet and so relishable. We want to go more and more and more. And even there may be material suffering or not material suffering, but as we advance, our feeling for bhakti is not dependent upon being kicked by Maya. Mostly in this material world, Maya helps the devotees by kicking them, giving many difficulties, so that we think, oh, I don't want this, I want to go to Krishna. But the pure devotee doesn't require that. The pure devotee is naturally attracted to Krishna. But still, he doesn't think, oh, I'm a pure devotee, I'm beyond Maya. The pure devotee is always very humble, and even at the highest stages, there's more so, there's a feeling of complete dependence upon Krishna. For instance, we find, if we go through the bhakti literature, there are various levels. Bhagavad Gita is the entrance. Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost shastra. But topmost, even if we look a little higher, we can come to Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what is opened, the doors that are opened in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can come to writings just like that of Raghunath Das Goswami in his Vilab Kushumanjali, in which he's praying to Radha for the service of Radha in a mood of bilap, of lamentation, a feeling of great humility, of taking complete shelter of Radha, because he wants to serve Radha. So at the very beginning or lowest level, we are actually very sinful. We take shelter of Krishna, we want to become purified, and when we become purified, then we take shelter of Krishna more and more. Tavaivasmi, tavaivasmi, najivami, tvayabina, iti vigyaya devi tvam, nayamam charanantikam. This is among the verses of Vilab Kusumanjali. It's not a very well-known shastra, it's at the topmost level. But this is one of the better known verses in which Raghunath Das, praying to Srimati Radharani, he prays that I am yours, I am yours, I cannot live without you. Please consider this, thinking like this. Devi, he's addressing, goddess Radha, keep me at the edge of your lotus feet. So it's the same mood. In the beginning, we're praying, O Krishna, take me to your lotus feet, deliver me from this material world. But even delivered from this material world, then we don't just want to be in the shade of Krishna's lotus feet, to be away from this material suffering, but we want to be there to serve. Our only motive is to serve. So we find all the bhakti literatures, if you find not only in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, every Sampradaya, the Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya, Mukunda Mala, Stotra, all bhakti means there's this great humility in all, every manifestation of bhakti. Narottam, of course, he's Gaudiya, but his songs are also full of this mood of complete humility. Patita pavana hetu tava avata moshama patita prabhu na paibaya. He sings to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you came into this world, you descended into this world to lift up the fallen. I'm the most fallen. You won't find anyone more fallen than me. Narottam Das, the topmost devotee, actually feels himself to be very fallen. In the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, the word dainya is explained as follows. When unhappiness, fearfulness and the sense of having offended combined, one feels condemned. This sense of condemnation is described as dinata, humility. When one is subjected to such humility, he feels physically inactive, he apologizes, and his consciousness is disturbed. His mind is also restless, and many other symptoms are visible. This doesn't sound very nice. If you consider this materially, it may sound like some kind of psychological disturbance. Physically inactive, apologizes, his consciousness is disturbed, his mind is restless, but this is spiritual consciousness. This is not some manifestation of material psychological disturbance. So, unhappiness. Bhakti is all bliss, but the basis of that is a feeling of discontent. Discontent that I couldn't serve Krishna properly. Fearfulness, I can't serve Krishna, but I want to serve Krishna. I'm not fit to serve Krishna. I'm an offender. So this feeling of being very fallen and useless and unqualified. This is the sense of humility. Even if someone is doing very great service, you should think, actually I'm completely unqualified, but only Guru and Krishna, it is their great mercy that they're engaging me in service, not that, well, you see, I'm a great preacher, I did this, I did that, I built a temple, I distributed so many books, but then where's Krishna? Where's Guru? Then we don't get the mercy. We don't get the mercy of Krishna. If we think I am doing, we should always consider ourselves completely unqualified. And we should feel disturbed. Why am I such a rascal? This is the feeling of humility. Now, there's a discussion of dainya, utter humility, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Unfortunately, you don't have time. You don't have much time. But if at some time in your life you get more time, then you can study all these superb books which are given by our acharyas. Gita you can spend your whole life studying, but there's also Bhagavatam, different commentaries on Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada has given the essence of all the acharyas' commentaries. But still you can read other ones also. And Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many superb books are there. So in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there is discussion of the phenomenon of dainya, utter humility in bhakti. So that goes as follows. Tat karma jnana yoga adi sadhana duratastitam sarvatra nairapekshyena bhushitam dainya mulakam. That loving devotional service is far different from disciplines such as karma, jnana and yoga. Now you know in Bhagavad Gita, karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti, they're all discussed. But bhakti is very, very different from the others. Because at every stage of bhakti, where there's true bhakti, there's no feeling for karma, jnana or yoga. One is indifferent. We're not interested. Bhakti begins, we're not interested in various materialistic rituals and ceremonies or speculative knowledge or merging into the impersonal Brahman, no interest. And bhakti is characterized by dainya, bhushitam. It is decorated. The decoration of a devotee is, well, the physical decoration is tilak, and the decoration of the character is the humility, that I'm simply disqualified, but anyway I'm trying to serve Krishna. And karma and jnana and yoga are different, because It's all on your own effort. I'm doing. But bhakti, we're simply dependent on the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So Brihad Bhagavatamrita, continuing this discussion, Yena sadharana sakta dhamma buddhi sadatmani saravat karshan vite pi syad buddhais tad dainya mishyate. This word dainya comes again and again. Learned persons, they define dainya, humility, as the state in which one always thinks oneself exceptionally incapable and low, even when endowed with all excellences. This is maybe difficult to understand, that even if one is on a very high level of bhakti, he thinks, I'm totally unqualified. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so what is that? Sarvotam hoileo nijake, what is that? Trinadhammane. Even if one is on the highest level, he thinks himself the lowest. So that's quite different to self-advertisement. I just like to tell you, I'm a great devotee, I'm a Paramahamsa, and you should all come and touch my feet. I'm very humble, but I just thought I should let you know. This is not bhakti. Self-promotion is not bhakti. Then, I'm just reading these verses. Actually, we could discuss them in great detail, but time is limited. My knowledge and intelligence and realization is also limited. But it's good to discuss. This is how we should pass our time, discussing these points. Yayavache heya dainyam matya chastaryam etitat tam yatnena bhajet vidvangs tad virudhani varjayat. An intelligent, learned person should carefully cultivate speech, behavior, and thinking that fix him in utter humility, and anything that stands in the way of it he should avoid. So by speaking, thinking, and acting, we should always try to act on the platform of humility. Sada dambam hitva, Raghunath Das says. Always give up this dambha, this pride. I'll just give one little example of how Srila Prabhupada instructed one of his disciples. One disciple submitted a poem to Srila Prabhupada that he'd written in English. And in the poem he wrote that, O Krishna, this devotee is calling out to you. And Prabhupada said, a devotee never writes, I am a devotee. He always thinks, I'm trying to be a servant of the Vaishnavas. So often we hear that someone says, well, I've been a devotee for 20 years. Someone asks me, how long have you been a devotee? I say, I'm still trying. I can't say I'm a devotee. So you see, by speech, or if we say, well, I did this, I distributed so many books, I made him a devotee, I did this, I did. By speech we should cultivate a sense of humility. And thinking also, in everything, we should make it one with our whole personality, not self-promotion. Dainyam tu paramam premna paripake na janyate tasam gokula narinam iva krishna viyogataha. Humility develops as one advances in attainment of prema for Krishna. The great example is that of the gopis of Vrindavan when they were separated from Krishna. When the gopis are with Krishna, then they sometimes, in the Leela, they may be arguing with Krishna or fighting with Krishna. That's all Leela. When they're separated from Krishna, then their intense love and humility in relationship with Krishna, that became manifested. paripakena danyasya prema jasrang vitanyate parasparang tayaritang karya karna tekshyate. Pakka, paripakka, here the word is given, paripakka, completely ripe or mature humility, that automatically gives rise to prema. So if we're going to talk about Krishna prema, then there has to be this sense of complete dependence upon Krishna, complete sense of self-negation, complete submissiveness. It's seen that humility and prema are in relationship of cause and effect. So this point is to be understood. And again, it's not a matter of just making a... It's easy to make a show of being humble. Bhaktisthana Saraswati Thakur used to speak about dandavat bhaktas. They're very good at offering dandavats. That's all. So actually one has to surrender completely. Mind, consciousness, body, money, everything. In the service of Krishna. Complete humility. In one purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that the prayers of surrender, when Rupa and Sanatana Goswami first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the prayers they submitted, actually it's very interesting, the prayers they submitted were based on those of Yamunacharya's prayers from Stotra Ratna. So again, it's not something that's limited to the Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya. All Vaishnavas, they have this sense of great dependence upon and humility. And Rupa and Sanatana, they quoted in the same mood as Mosama Potita Prabhupada. They said, we are the best candidates for your mercy because we are the most fallen. So these prayers, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they express the profound depth of humility, which is the foundation, the very basis of bhakti, is this sense of humility, loneliness, dependence. From Jaiva Dharma, this again, if you can find the time, you can study all these important books. Jaiva Dharma of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Discussion of all that you need to know for advancing in devotional service. You can find it all out from this Jaiva Dharma. All the essence is there. That's in Bengali. That's also translated in English. So there's a discussion related there. When one Nityananda Das asks from his guru, he says, one cannot be a Vaishnava without humility and compassion. Dainya and Daya. Then does Bhakti Devi depend on humility and compassion? In other words, should you try to develop them separately? The guru, the Babaji answered, no, bhakti is completely independent. Bhakti is the personification of beauty and she is the supreme ornament. She does not depend on any other good quality. But humility and compassion, they're not separate qualities, they're included within bhakti. In other words, there's no bhakti without humility. There's no bhakti without compassion. And there's no humility without bhakti. Any humility or compassion in this world, it's not real humility or compassion. Sometimes we hear about someone very compassionate, welfare worker, Mother Teresa, this rubbish nonsense and all this kind of thing. But that's not real compassion because there's no sense of bhakti. There's no proper understanding. If we try to develop compassion without understanding the science of bhakti, that will actually cause more harm than good. So, humility, compassion, this actually manifests in bhakti. Otherwise, there's no real humility or compassion. And bhakti cannot be without humility or compassion. So what is this humility? It's manifested just by thinking, I am a servant of Krishna, I'm very low, fallen, I have nothing, Krishna is my all in all. This kind of attitude, that I have nothing but Krishna, Krishna is my life, I don't want anything in this life or in a future life, at any time, I can't imagine anything, only I want to serve Krishna, Krishna and Hari Guru Vaishnava. I have nothing else. So this feeling of complete giving oneself, complete surrender, complete dependence, that is the humility which is non-different from bhakti. And of course, bhakti, that means softness of heart. In the material world, the demoniac people, they want to show themselves very tough, very big, very powerful, and very dominating. But in bhakti, in relationship to Krishna, there is the softness of heart in which bhakti can grow. You see, the plants, they can't grow in the hard rocks. So if our heart is like a hard rock, then the plant of bhakti, the bhakti lata, cannot grow there. The heart has to be soft. Some firmness is also required. But it should be soft so that the bhakti, the tenderness of bhakti can grow. Tenderness, softness of heart, compassion to all living beings. Because all other jivas, they're also servants of Krishna. So we should have good feeling toward other living beings. Well, that will come if we understand that they are all part and parcel of Krishna. I'm just paraphrasing this, what's stated here in Jaiva Dharma, this discussion. So compassion is also in bhakti. Kshama, that forgiveness, that's also there. If there's humility and compassion, then kshama or forgiveness will be there. Actually, sometimes devotees ask about forgiveness, but if we really think about it, then we can understand that a Vaishnava never forgives anyone. Is that right? A Vaishnav never forgives anyone who makes an offense to him. Because a Vaishnav never thinks that someone made an offense to me. If you think, oh, okay, I forgive you, that means you think you made an offense to me. But if you think I'm very fallen, then you can't make an offense to me. If you kick me in the head, well, I deserve that. You may think like that. That's high level of bhakti. Of course, if someone insults the Vaishnavas, then the devotee becomes very angry. But on his own behalf, he doesn't. So if one thinks, I'm very fallen, how can I blame others? Or how can I punish others? That's another aspect of humility. What are you doing? Get out of my way. Why are you causing me trouble? The devotee doesn't have this attitude. Of course, a guru in training his disciples has to be strict with them. But a Vaishnav, he doesn't think, I'm so important and others, they have to serve me. So, all these qualities, they appear within real bhakti. Real bhakti. This, at the present time, we're performing bhakti, but it's mixed up with our material contaminations. But when we become completely freed of all material contaminations, then real bhakti manifests fully. And all these qualities, compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, humility, they're all manifested. There's no bhakti. Bhakti means, bhakti to Krishna means all of these will be there, combined. They'll all be there. Krishna is real. Krishna is the supreme. He is the actual reality. It's also reality that we are all his servants. And it's a fact also that this material world is no place for us. These are all basic points of Vaishnava philosophy that we have to understand. So bhakti is real. So therefore, all these states of consciousness, of humility, compassion, truth, they're all real, but in relationship to Krishna, in bhakti. So in this section of Jaiva Dharma, it said there are these four qualities which are very special qualities which are included or non-different or always manifest with bhakti. Truth, humility, compassion, and forgiveness. So there's little discussion on this very important topic. Of course, it's very easy to talk about humility, but to actually develop it, well, we have to practice. The practice is sadhana. But at least we have to start with talking about it. I don't think you won't find materialistic people speaking about this. They're always talking about how to become number one, how to promote yourself. But in bhakti, we think, how to promote Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? That is our proper state, to be the servant of Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you all for kindly coming and listening. And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.